Little mad minutes, little sad hours, and 20 bitter days to let them all go sour. 1,000 busy years of little short days, only a fool would let them go to waste. You really wanna put me to the test by making a roadmap of my life? Well, no offense, but I consider how you spend your time to be a colossal waste of mine. So let's dance to the beginning of the end. It's our last chance, wasted on pretend understandings of each other. Oh, I dare you to speak to your mother. Little mad minutes, little sad hours, and 20 bitter days to let them all go sour. 1,000 busy years of little short days, only a fool would let them go to waste. You keep on adding to my level of stress, and I'll just keep adding to the reasons I'm a mess. I've considered how you've spent your life, and I think it would be a huge mistake for mine. So let's dance to the beginning of the end. It's our last chance, wasted on pretend understandings of each other. Oh, I dare you to speak to your brother. Little mad minutes, little sad hours, and 20 bitter days, let them all go sour. 1,000 busy years of little short days, only a fool would let them go to waste. I've got a list of things I'd like to do that you may not find important, but maybe I find you not exactly who I aspire to be. So put down the worried glances and try listening. Maybe our generations don't see quite eye to eye on how to brace ourselves for this mad life. Well, I've considered how I spend my time, and I think it should make for a pretty nice ride. So let's dance to the beginning of the end. It's your last chance to try and understand. Little mad minutes, little sad hours, and 20 bitter days, let them all go sour. 1,000 busy years of little short days, only a fool would let them go to waste.
Olivia Martinez here on Neo Rocks. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
So you've been doing this for what? 15 years now?
I started playing guitar when I was 13, so about 4 years, 3 years songwriting, I would say.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. So Eric, I don't even think I told you that she was coming in today. I put it on the calendar, but I saw you play last week again. I think it was my third or fourth time I saw you play at the CLE Urban Winery. And it was funny. Will Cheshire, who's a vet musician here in Cleveland, he's been playing forever. He turns to me in the middle of one of your songs, and he's like, "What the is going on?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "She has such an old soul. And how old is she?" And I'm like, "I think she's 17. Yeah. And he just turned away. He's like, "I can't even. I'm done."
You're making a lot of veterans of a long time playing put their guitars down and walk away right now.
That's really nice. Thank you.
No, but you do have a very mature sound. It just you're I know it's kind of cliche to say, but you're beyond what you are right now. And so let's just start from the beginning. First of all, this is your first time on the radio, right?
It is. I'm so excited.
How do you feel? Are the nerves going down a little bit?
Yeah, now that I sang the first song and now it's a bit better. Yeah, I was quite nervous before though.
Well, I was saying earlier, I'm always excited to see somebody come on the radio for the very first time, and it's always an experience. So thank you for being here. So the next natural question would be, where does this all come from? Do your parents play? Like, how does?
My parents aren't the most musical people, but they're very supportive of me. I will say I got like my musical tastes from my parents. Like they introduced me to a lot of good bands and stuff growing up. Like I wouldn't be the Beatles enthusiast that I am today if it weren't for them. And I think that's kind of how I got into it. But yeah, I'm the first like musician from my small family, and then I have like a great uncle who's a pianist or something. But
go ahead. Yeah.
So it does sort of run in blood.
Sort of.
But distantly.
My parents aren't musicians, though.
But they are extremely supportive.
They are. I'm so thankful for that.
Right. And so, okay, the Beatles, favorite song.
How can I pick a favorite Beatles song? I don't know. Maybe I've Just Seen a Face, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
They're all so good. You can't pick a favorite.
Well, it is awesome. Your parents are so supportive. They were in here earlier, and we were talking about what we were going to talk about on the air, and it's very nice of them to do that. And speaking of, do you have anybody listening in that you want to kind of shout out right now? Or
Shout out to all my dance friends and my school friends, just and my Interlochen friends who are listening. They're all super nice and supportive. So
that's awesome. Well, we're going to hear another song from you, and then we're going to talk about this album that you have coming up. So why don't you tell us about this next song, the title, and then if you want to tell a story behind it.
This next song is called Time Machine, and it's a little on the sadder side as far as my songs go. It's kind of about loss and wishing you could have done something to prevent that loss, even if you couldn't have. And it's called Time Machine, so I hope you like it.
We've got Olivia Martinez live here on NeoRex.
Now I'm looking at the flashbacks, all the colors fade away, knowing through different eyes that it was all clouded with. Seems so clear what I should have said, and now that the matter's over, but you left me here shaking my head. And now that we've been dealt our cards, we know we could have done something then to change the odds. And yeah, we know it's not our fault, but we had the chance to say hello when we did not. There's no way we could have known, but then again we could have asked. Take the time, pick up the phone, when all you want is to go back. And it seems so clear what we should have done, now that it's far too late, but we turned around and you were gone. And now that we've dealt our cards, we know we could have done something then to change the odds. And yeah, we know it's not our fault, but we had the chance to say hello when we did not. Whoa. Take me home. Whoa, whoa. Take me back, take me home. When all you need is a life-saving time machine. Now that we've been dealt our cards, we know we could have done something to change the odds. And we tell ourselves it's not our fault, but we had the chance to say hello.
life saving time. Yeah, all I need is a life saving time machine.
Olivia Martinez, live here on Neo Rocks. So, you haven't been playing that long. How did you even get to playing guitar? If your parents don't play,
I think, I don't know. I started listening to a lot of different bands and stuff that I got interested in, and I don't even know how the thought popped into my head, but for some reason, just I've been thinking about it a lot, and then all of a sudden, before I knew it, I just needed a guitar, and I didn't know why. I just needed one, and then we were in Seattle, and my dad dared me to jump in this really cold lake and said that if I did, that I could, like, get a guitar there that I had seen in a store. And so we split it halfway because I did end up jumping in the freezing cold lake. So, yeah.
That's a great story.
That might be one of the best stories we've heard for that start.
Now, you didn't get arrested or anything, did you?
No, okay. Lots of people do it, okay. But when they jump in, you can just hear them go, like it's freezing. But.
Oh, my gosh. That is great. Well, you've been playing all around town. We're going to talk about some of your shows coming up. You actually just played with Diana Chittister, a good friend of ours here.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was so amazing. I'm so thankful. She's so nice and so talented. And I met her because Matt Troja is producing both. He produced her most recent record and he produced mine. So she invited me to open for her at her release party at the Beachland, and so I did, and it was super fun, and I'm just so thankful for her for letting me play, and to everyone who came out that night. It was such a fun night.
Well, I know when Diana was on with us a few weeks back, she had nothing but amazing things to say about you as well, and we didn't have any of your music at the time, so we couldn't play it, but I know that you're going to be putting out some new music very soon. So tell us all about that.
Yeah, my first little record with 6 songs is coming out in August. Like, it will definitely be out by the end of August, aiming for August 18th, but we'll see. And it's 6 songs, all original songs that I've written between the ages of like 13 and 17, which is what I am now. And yeah, it doesn't have a name yet, but if you follow me on social media like Facebook and Instagram, you'll see more info about that.
Is there an easy way? I know Olivia Martinez, when I was doing my research earlier, there are a lot of different, you know, what's the best way to find you on there?
Well, on both Facebook and Instagram, my username is Olivia Martinez Music. So if you just type it in, all one word, Olivia Martinez Music, Instagram or Facebook, you should find me. And then I also have a YouTube, which is Livy B. Martinez, L-I-V-I B. Martinez. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Eric, do you have any questions?
Found it.
Okay.
Sharing it to our Facebook page right now. So
there we go.
That's me.
Well, let's get another song going, and then we'll wrap up with one more time where people can find you, and then all the shows that you have coming up. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So what are we going to hear?
You're going to hear Stop the Car, which is one of my favorite ones to play.
And when did you write this one?
I wrote this one about a year ago when someone said, I go to an all-girls school, and so a boy said to me that all the girls from my school were ugly but smart, and all the girls from another all-girls school were dumb but beautiful, and I took offense to that, because you don't say that to people. But anyways, you think he would figure I'd write a song about it, but I guess he didn't, so here we have Stop the Car, because if someone says that to you, you should tell them to stop the car.
Love you, Martinez, live here on Neo Rocks.
What you don't know and expect it not to hurt. Who says that we should have to listen? Sit still, don't say a word. And people people don't like when people they know turn out to be somebody else. Now I'm not trying to be defensive, but there's some things you just keep to yourself. He said to me, you know how girls around here tend to go. They got the brains or the beauty, but they can't have both. Stop the car and turn it around. You know I'm not here to hear you talking about what you think my worth is. That is not your purpose. You're not who I thought you were. So stop and turn around. I said I want to go home now. So stop the car and turn it around. Whoa. All them good intentions, but that's never gonna change. The way you're acting so entitled, like a little boy so vain. Looks like nobody ever taught you how to keep a girl like me around. Oh, well, it can be pretty simple if you watch the words that leave your mouth. He said to me, you know how girls like you put on a show. They find a way to take it all personal. Stop the car, turn it around. You know I'm not here to hear you talking about what you think my worth is. That is not your purpose. You're not who I thought you were. So stop and turn around. I said I wanna go home now. So stop the car and turn it around. You say you wanna know why I wanna go. Frankly, I'm surprised that you don't know. I'm gonna need a little respect. Two, you better never ever forget that we are not yours to stereotype. Three, I'm gonna need sophisticated conversation. Four, I would hope a generation could push past these setbacks. Wish we were above that. Stop the car and turn it around. You know it's too late to take back what you said. And now I'm losing time every second you waste trying to get me to stay now. Stop the car, turn it around. I said I wanna go home now. So stop the car and turn it around. Whoa, whoa.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Like, seriously, you can't tell this is your first time on the radio. Come on. You're lying to us, right? You're just...
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Olivia Martinez here on Neo Rocks. Eric, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was... Wow. That was good.
Thank you.
So we were talking very briefly about some shows that you've got coming up. So what do you have coming up?
So, I have this Saturday, actually, I am playing at Brothers Lounge from 6 to 8. So, June 23rd, Brothers Lounge, this Saturday, 6 to 8. And then I have some things at the Rock Hall coming up. I'm playing, if you look, that this again can all be found on my social media, but I'm playing at the Rock Hall on June 28th, July 6th, July 7th, and August 9th. So that's like right outside the front entrance of the Rock Hall, and most of those are 12 to 2.
Any Beatles songs?
Yeah, I play some Beatles songs.
Okay.
When I go, and then, yeah, And then then next Thursday, I also have the Cleveland Urban Winery Songwriter Night. So, yeah, those are some things coming up.
What is your favorite song to cover?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It kind of changes, like, the more I learn new ones. But my latest favorite, thanks to my mom introducing me to it, would probably be Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees. I think I said that right. But, yeah, just making sure. But that's my new favorite to cover, probably.
Very cool.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll definitely have you back. And, yeah, anything we can do to help you, please.
Thank you, yeah, guys, so much. This was super fun.
Got it.
Thank you for being here. And earlier you mentioned Hannah Stack as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some of her stuff right now on NeoRex.